You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. I'm Emeka, your host, and this podcast is all about real estate, investing in real estate. I invest in multifamily, and I'm here to show you that regular people can invest in real estate. You don't need to have billions or millions. It's regular people like you and I who can invest in real estate today. So on this podcast, you'll hear from myself, as well as I'll bring different real estate professionals on from around the world to talk about their investing journey, strategies, market insights, or how they got into real estate so you can get started today as well. Stay ready, my friends. Hope you enjoy. What's going on, Stay Ready crew? Today is going to be a very short episode, and we're going to talk about networking. And although the episode is short, it's going to be very important. I even took notes here because that's how important I think networking is. Networking is going to be very important when it comes to building your network. It's going to be very important to also building wealth and building your portfolio. And I'll tell you why. We're going to go over three main reasons that networking is important. Those three main reasons is number one, people know what you want. Number two, it attracts capital. Number three, you build relationships. So let's focus on number one right now. People know what you want. When you're networking, you are able to tell the world what you want. Assuming that you're on social media already, you know, telling people what you do, what you want, you need to be individually and intentionally and purposefully and all those words that you can think of, reaching out to investors, reaching out to your workers, reaching out to your friends, reaching out to strangers, and finding 15 to 20 to 30 minutes to just get to know them, network, and then, of course, give your pitch, tell them what you want. Number one, know what you want. But when people know what you want, they know your buying criteria, they know the specifics of what you want. Whenever they see, you know, let's say you tell them you want a duplex near a lake, right? Now, every time that they see a duplex in the lake, they're going to remember that one time that you networked with Susan and Joe, and Susan and Joe are going to, oh, that duplex in the lake. Oh, I remember Emeka said that he wanted it. Even though we talked 6 months ago, I may reach out just to see because that might be an opportunity for him. And then we can at least reconnect. Right. When people know what you want, when it shows up, it pops out like a purple man, right? You know, see a purple man walking down the street, you'll never forget. You'll know exactly when you saw him, at what time. And that's exactly why networking with people is so important and telling them exactly what you want. Because if no one knows what you want, then no one knows what to give you, what to show you. Right, then you're losing opportunities. That's opportunity loss if people don't know what you want. So everyone should know what you want. And that's just it. It's that simple. When you meet with people, no matter what the occasion is, let them know you're in real estate. Let them know what you want. Don't be a robot, right? No one likes that. But just slide it into the conversation, because it's going to be important and it's going to be crucial when it comes to you building your portfolio, because people remember very specific things. And when it comes to talking to people, you know, it's hard to remember everything that was said, but it's easy to remember that one thing that set you apart from everybody else. And that one thing could simply just be you telling them what you want, because when it happens, when it shows up, they think of you. And if you also tell them what you want, you know, as you are posting online, as you're building your portfolio, and people are actually seeing you getting what you want, you focusing on that, you're not having shiny object syndrome and buying anything, then they can stick along for the journey. They can talk about, oh my gosh, Emeka, he has 32 duplexes. And whenever I met him 2 years ago, he talked about wanting to get a duplex on the lake. And now he has 32 of them on the lake. He knows what he wants. He doesn't want anything else. Now, every time that I see it, a duplex on the lake, I'm going to think of him, especially if I don't want it. It is very, very, very important because it also builds credibility, right? If you're talking to these people, if you're networking with people, you tell them you want a duplex on the lake, and all of a sudden you're buying, you know, mobile homes in the desert, it doesn't make sense. Tell them what you want, stick with it. So number one reason to network is people, I'm not gonna say the number one, but the one that we're talking about today, the one of the reasons to network is people know what you want, because it will absolutely help build your portfolio, because then people are gonna start sending you what you want because you told them. The number two thing of reasons to network is it attracts capital. So as you're networking with people, as many people as you can, maybe once a week, once every other week, whatever works for you, you should always be attracting capital some way, shape, or form. No matter where you are in your journey, beginning, intermediate, or experienced, right? You let them know what you want. You talk a big game. You talk any kind of game that you want when it comes to real estate. Then you already built the credibility, right? You know what you want. You told them what you want. And now if people don't see it, but they see that you're getting what you want, or they see what you're going after, or they know what you're looking for and what you're able to provide, that's an opportunity, right? Because everyone that you talk to may have some money to give. And everyone that you talk to, they are most people are going to say that they're busy or they don't have time to do things, but they might have money. They might have money, or they might know someone with money. It attracts capital. I've raised multiple thousands of dollars just by networking with people, by telling people what I want, by telling people what I do. And it entices people. Right? It entices people. And even if they're not ready at that time, there will be a time that they're ready. Because I can promise you, everyone does not want to just wait until they're 65 to retire to have fun. That is a fact, period, point blank. Number two reason to network is because it attracts capital. While you're in real estate, you're going to realize that as you're investing, right, in multifamily duplexes, whatever your buy criteria is, stick to your buy criteria. At some point, you most likely will run out of money because your money isn't a deal. You're tied up with, you know, construction costs. You need a certain amount for reserves for a big deal, a mess up, or even just contingency. It never, ever hurts to have someone on the sidelines ready to give you money because you network with them. They liked you. You showed that you had some integrity, showed you're a good person, and they're willing to give you money, period, point blank, right? You attract capital. You need capital for real estate, period. Then number three, and the last thing we're gonna go over today is it builds relationships. Business is about relationships. Real estate is about relationships. Here's a stat. 80% of deals are done through brokers. 20% are done off market. Let's talk about it. 80% of deals done to brokers. Why should a broker give you a deal if they don't know you? Right? Why would they not go to the person that they've been talking to once a month for a year, a couple years, even if they've never done a deal with that person, they've talked with them for multiple years. My partner, Nico Salgado, is a great example, right? He's been networking his butt off in Florida for multiple years, even before deals. And now he has a lot of units in Florida, period, point blank. So while you're networking, you're building relationships. You know, I said earlier, network with strangers, friends, coworkers, but be strategic about some of your networking as well, right? Network with realtors, broker contractors, tradesmen, anyone that you can think of when it comes to being specifically in real estate, because they are definitely going to be your friend. They're going to know someone who sells properties. Everyone knows a good realtor. Everyone knows a good person who has an off-market deal or someone who's selling their house or duplex, whatever it may be. You have to build that relationship. When things go south, people like to, you know, be with their friends, talk to their friends, or why would people go to a stranger? Why would someone trust a stranger? You don't know them. Building relationships is one of the biggest keys into this, right? I know people who will not invest in anyone's deals unless they've known them for a minimum of 12 months, 1 year, right? 1 year, 365 days, right? So if I'm someone new trying to raise money from someone I don't know, it's a lot harder than raising money for someone you do know. Because then you've built the credibility, like I mentioned in the first one, whenever you're telling people what you want and you're doing what you want, you build credibility. You have the credibility. People know you. People know what you're about. They know your integrity. They know your core values. So continue to build those relationships and strategically build relationships is key. It's crucial. Those are my 3 points. Always remember them. Never forget. Never stop networking. Always be networking. Those 3 points. To networking. People know what you want. You got to tell them what you want. It attracts capital, right? They know what you want. Someone doesn't have time. You're letting them know what you're doing and the right deal comes up. You talk to them. They trust you. You have money now. People know what you want. It attracts capital. And you need to be building relationships. Business is about relationships. People do deals with people they want. Stay ready, my friends. Oh, and I almost forgot. If you like this podcast, please like and subscribe. And also, I'm raising for Breakthrough T1D. I'm doing a ride in Massachusetts. I'm raising $9,500 in order to raise money for research for type 1 diabetes. My brother has type 1, and I want him to not have it anymore. And that's exactly where Breakthrough T1D was going. So if you're interested in donating some money, I'll drop it in the link. Thank you. Stay ready, crew. Enjoy. See you next week. Thanks for tuning in to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, where we stay ready so you don't have to get ready. If you enjoyed this podcast today, please give me a like and subscribe and tune in next week so you can hear another one. So if you ever want to reach out to me, I'd love to talk to you about real estate. If you're ever interested in any of the deals that I have, I'm based here in Central Florida, reach out. My information is below. Hope to see you next week. Stay ready, my friends.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday, good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.